You're listening to Moon Monkey with Matt and Andrew. On this episode, we're going to be talking about Solo, a Star Wars story directed by Ron Howard.
So Solo, a Star Wars story is the next of the spin-offs in the Star Wars series. After Rogue One, now we've got Solo, which is the story of Han Solo and his life, his early life on Corellia, and how he becomes the character we know and love from the old trilogy.
Yeah.
And we basically, it's just ticks all the boxes of how you imagine Solo is in the future. We see him meet Lando, get the Falcon, and we have little adventures in between. It's essentially, though, a kind of a heist movie in space.
Yeah. It was a movie that sort of, I don't know how much fans were calling for this. Obviously, Han Solo is one of the most popular characters in the Star Wars universe.
Yeah.
So he was probably top of the list for, like, if you're going to make a story about one of the characters that appears in the original trilogy, he's a good choice. But yeah, coming as it does after The Last Jedi.
And so close, as well.
Yeah, or I should say after the events of Force Awakens, it seems like a weird time to release this movie.
It really does. Now, you're very correct.
Knowing what happens at the end of his story.
Yeah, like why kill off Han Solo?
Yeah.
And Force Awakens then think, do you know what we need? Han Solo spin-off. We could do with more Han Solo.
Yeah, it does seem very odd. And there was a lot of mixed feelings, I think, when it came out, because you've got Alden Ehrenreich playing Han Solo, and obviously for a lot of people, Harrison Ford is Han Solo. Like, you can't have anyone else playing him.
Well, I would say
obviously
that
he's not going to be playing a young Han
Solo. Yeah, I know,
that'd be weird, but
I think Alden was really good in it, and I really liked him in Young and Hail Caesar, and I think he was a really good young Han Solo.
Yeah, I thought he did a good job in this. I'm just saying, like, before the film came out, people were worried, I thought he did, like, a good job. And like you say, the plot is, they went with a fairly simple plot, and it was sort of a box-ticking exercise of meet Chewie, get the Falcon, meet Lando.
Have a little adventure.
Like, all stuff that's, like, gonna happen. But again, it's that thing of, like, being a prequel movie, it's sort of unnecessary in a way, because you already know where the character's going to end up. So this really is a kind of spin-off, not, I would say, particularly necessary watch, but they did a fairly good job of creating a fun, like, throwaway film.
Yeah.
And it was written by Lawrence Kasdan and Jonathan Kasdan. Obviously, Lawrence Kasdan, who worked on Empire Strikes Back.
The best Star Wars movie.
Yeah. Regarded by most people as being
universally agreed
best Star Wars movie, and I know there was a lot of production problems. There was sort of the original directors got moved off the project, replaced with Ron Howard, and I believe like the original writers as well were. I think there was other writers as well that eventually got removed, and Lawrence Kasdan kind of came in and they basically rewrote the script. So there's no one else credited, I believe, with writing and directing it.
I don't know about the writing, but I know, like, apparently they reshot about 70% of it. That's the rumour. But nobody really knows how much. But there's something like they reshot 70%. Certain people couldn't come back for the reshoots. There was different characters. One of the people that they got in that wasn't there originally was Paul Bettany, playing the kind of main bad guy in this, Dryden Vos, who was very good in the scenes he was in. He was quite threatening. I quite like Paul Bettany anyway, but he was really good. And talking about the cast in general, Alden was really good as Han Solo, I felt. Woody Harrelson as Beckett was good. I was very sceptical when I saw Woody Harrelson was in it, to be honest.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, he was decent.
He does play Woody Harrelson in the movie.
Yeah. Donald Glover was amazing. He was really good Lando whenever he was in it. Not a lot of Donald Glover in the movie, to be honest, though. And you've got Emilia Clarke playing Kira. But she wasn't really in it. Not much either, you know.
I liked her character.
Yeah,
she was good in it. But yeah, despite like the worries going in, like the fact they did all the reshoots and stuff, I didn't feel the film was disjointed in any way.
No,
like,
if anything, it had
like a really solid. I think that was the good thing about going with such a simple plot was that it had a really solid foundation on which to like pin everything else. I like the opening scenes, which are set on Corellia, which is the planet that Han Solo and Kira, Emilia Clarke's character, begin on. One of the things I really liked was their boss, who's sort of like an underworld boss, a big alien creature that lives in the sewers. I felt like this film had the Star Wars feeling of the originals with, like, the handmade feel. You know, in the originals, they had a lot of the puppets and the weird creatures and stuff. I felt like they did that in this. Even to the point of having the humorous creature in a tank that was singing in the club.
Yeah.
Like, that's the kind of thing that you saw in the originals in, like, Jabba's Palace.
And the cantina.
And the cantina and things. So I felt like it pulled off that vibe really well. And yeah, it was just like a light-hearted fantasy adventure, like not too dark. Kind of the Star Wars vibe that you would expect. Like, the main criticism I would have of it is just it's not a particularly necessary film, but it is fun.
Yeah, I mean, I think like what it struggled with to begin with is the fact it's coming off the back of a Star Wars movie that not everybody liked. And it's so close after it as well. Usually, like, they've had it spaced out, like, every December. Hmm. Which I quite liked. I was, to be honest with you, for a lot of time, I thought Solo wasn't out until December.
It sort of snuck up on people.
Yeah, it really did. And also, it's, like, up against Infinity War and Deadpool and Jurassic World or whatever. You know, there's a lot of movies out just now that it's kind of competing against. Yeah. And it might not always do as well against them. Right now, I think, and again, it's coming off the back of a Star Wars movie that not everybody was into. But I think it does what people want. You know, you've got the Falcon, you've got Chewie, you've got Lando, but it's hard to take risks with that character when you've got all the backstory and all those people that have their feelings about that character. It's hard to do anything new with the character. But it was just a very kind of... It was a good story, and I really liked it. But I just feel like you can't take many risks with that character.
Yeah.
You can't make him do anything. Like, if Alden Ehrenreich can come in, like, you know, I really think I'd like to do something differently. Han Solo's got an eye patch and he's got a bit of a twitch. Like, why would you do it? Yeah, it's like, there's stuff like that you can't do. There's just so many things you can't do.
There was the issue of, like, Solo and Chewbacca, like, are pretty much invincible through the film, and you're aware of that because
everybody's fine, basically. Like,
but everyone around them, they did create some interesting characters that they threw in, which anything could happen to, like, Woody Harrelson and Emilia Clarke. Like, these characters, you felt there was a danger there and there was a risk. Some of the action scenes I liked. Like, I liked the scene on the train when they were, like, pulling the heist. Because I felt like that's something that hasn't been done in a Star Wars movie. Like, we've seen Death Stars being attacked and blown up a number of times. Like, you've seen other action sequences, like lightsaber fights repeated numerous times, whereas this didn't have lightsaber fights in it.
No.
It didn't have, like, a Death Star trench run or blowing up a Death Star in it. It was, like, an original thing that you haven't seen a heist done in a Star Wars film before, I felt. I'm not the biggest Star Wars, but they may have done heist. The entire
Rogue One's kind movies. Of heisty.
Oh, that is, I suppose that is a heist movie. But not, like... Not a train heist.
no train heists. You're right. There's no train heists that I can think of off the top of my head. But I think, like, it done stuff well, and it did. There was moments I was like, oh, it's really hammered some references home too much with the dice. It really bugged me again. They had the dice. They had, like, shots of the dice constantly. I was like, right, we get it. We get the fact that the dice are there.
But dice, like, I don't even remember the dice from the original trilogy. It was something they seemed to bring in Last Jedi, and now they've got to make it a really important thing retrospectively.
But they did lots of little cool, nice references. They did, like, the talking about portions, like, the kids are getting paid in portions, like Rey was in the planet.
Yeah.
They do lots of Jabba references. Oh, I hear there's a job in Tatooine, stuff like that.
Yeah.
He gets his blaster, gets his very, very iconic blaster from Beckett. They mention Minox. Somebody's talking about cooking Minox or something there, the things from Empire Strikes Back. Chewie pulls the guy's arm off, which everybody's been waiting to see for decades.
Yeah.
And there's, like, little gonk droids, just little subtle things. And there's it was really good at what it did, and it did it really well and simply. But is it really needed... Probably not. Is it a nice little story? Yes. But, I mean, one of the main criticisms are going to be, it's just, you know, it just feels like they're just churning stuff out. And even, like, just wait till December. Just stick to your thing. It's like, there's nothing wrong with this movie. Like, I didn't hate the movie. I really liked the movie.
People are worried that it's going to be, they're just going to flood the market.
Yeah.
There's going to be too much Star Wars and people get Star Wars fatigue.
Mm.
Because people have been saying that with the Marvel films. But the thing with Marvel is, they are all different characters. They're not doing the same character again and again. Whereas Star Wars, you kind of...
Well, I mean, characters. It's not like... it's not like I wouldn't have loved to seen a Han Solo movie as a kid. It just feels like the way it's done now, like, I don't know.
The issue is it's like a lot with a lot of these franchise movies, they're turning the sort of movie into like a television series, just on a bigger screen and longer episodes. That's what it feels like. Like recently, Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom came out. That was the same thing. The Marvel films, the Star Wars films, it feels like an ongoing television show, but like at playing at the cinema. So each one is really like an episode of this ongoing story, rather than as like movies used to be like an event. Like it was like this movie is going to be the whole story, and occasionally you'd get like a trilogy or possibly a sequel. But now it's like the whole business model is just to keep making them. Like yeah. So it's ongoing.
Like I say, like I don't really feel like that's a criticism of the process and the times you live in more than the movie, because it's not the movie's fault. The movie's decent.
Yeah,
it's a good Han Solo story. And I enjoyed it a lot more than I thought, because I'm very sceptical of Star Wars things now, sadly. But I feel like you can't really take a lot of risk with the character, and they did what they did well. Told a good story, people were good, action scenes were good, it's a nice little story, but it does feel like you're saying very episodic, and just like a very small part of
Han Solo's story. Even at the end of it, they sort of felt like they're building to like a sequel to this film,
probably,
like more Solo movies.
They probably are.
But I just felt like this was like a nice little standalone thing, but I don't know if we need more of them.
No. But overall, I really liked it. I'm done.
Yeah, I probably agree. Like, there's nothing I could really criticise about this film other than, like, it doesn't feel that big of an event or an important film. But I don't think it was ever really meant to. Like, I think the standalone ones are meant to be just a fun thing for fans. Well, that's how I see them anyway. So yeah, overall, if you're a Star Wars fan, you won't be disappointed by this movie, I don't think. It's a fun time at the cinema. Or if you decide to watch it at home, it's great to see like younger versions of the characters. Feels got the Star Wars feel down. Fun creatures, fun action scenes, humour. Everything you could want in a popcorn film. So that's our review of Solo, A Star Wars Story. Thanks for listening. Make sure to like and subscribe to our channel, and we'll be back again soon with more reviews.